This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Fludarabine. Active ingredient, S-fludarabine phosphate. This leaflet provides important information about using Fludarabine. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Fludarabine. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Fludarabine? Fludarabine contains the active ingredient fludarabine phosphate. Fludarabine is an anti-cancer drug approved to treat a form of leukemia known as B-cell chronic lymphocytic leukemia, BCLL. This is a cancer of a type of white blood cells called lymphocytes. Patients with BCLL have too many abnormal white blood cells, lymphocytes and lymph nodes start to grow in various parts of the body. The abnormal white blood cells cannot carry out their normal disease-fighting functions, and may push aside healthy blood cells. This can result in infections, a decreased number of red blood cells, anemia, bruising and or bleeding. Fludarabine is used to stop the growth of new cancer cells. All cells of the body produce new cells like themselves by dividing. To do this, the cell's genetic material, DNA, must be copied and reproduced. Fludarabine is taken up by the cancer cells and hinders the production of new DNA. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. There is not enough information to recommend the use of this medicine for children. What should I know before I use Fludarabine? Warnings. Do not use Fludarabine if you are allergic to fludarabine phosphate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are pregnant. You are breastfeeding. Your red blood cell count is low because of a type of anemia, hemolytic anemia. You have severe kidney problems. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any of the following medical conditions: low protein in the blood, hypoalbuminemia. Your doctor will have told you if you have this. You feel very unwell, have unusual bruising, more bleeding than usual after injury, or if you seem to be catching a lot of infections. Poor kidney function. Enlarged liver or spleen, reduced liver function. Skin cancer. If you have or have had skin cancer, it may worsen or flare up again while you take Fludarabine or afterwards. Take any medicines for any other condition. Are over 75 years of age. Your doctor will administer Fludarabine to you with caution and monitor you closely. Are below 18 years of age. It is not recommended to give this medicine to a child under the age of 18 years. Are pregnant or plan to become a parent. Men and women who may still be fertile must use a reliable form of contraception during treatment and for at least 6 months after stopping Fludarabine therapy. It is not known whether Fludarabine decreases your fertility. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take this medicine if you are pregnant. You must not become pregnant during treatment with Fludarabine because animal studies and very limited experience in humans have shown a possible risk of abnormalities in the unborn baby as well as early pregnancy loss or premature delivery. If pregnancy occurs during your treatment, you must immediately inform your doctor. It may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. You must not breastfeed while you are treated with Fludarabine. It is possible that your baby may be affected if you breastfeed. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Fertility in males and females. Females, you must use an effective method of contraception during and for 6 months after end of treatment, because Fludarabine may be harmful for the unborn baby. Males, you are advised not to father a child during and after end of treatment and to seek advice on conservation of sperm prior to treatment, because Fludarabine may alter male fertility. Individual genetic counseling is required for male and female patients before start of Fludarabine treatment. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with fludarabinol and affect how it works. These include pentostatin, deoxycomycin, also used to treat BCLL. Taking these two drugs together can lead to severe lung problems. Cytarabine, ARA-C, used to treat chronic lymphatic leukemia. Dipyridamole, used to prevent excessive blood clotting, or other similar drugs. Live viral vaccines. It is recommended that patients do not receive live viral vaccines during and after treatment with fludarabinol. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect fludarabinol. How do I use fludarabinol? How much to take / use? The recommended dose is 40 mg per square meter of body surface area, once a day. The exact number of tablets you should take is calculated by your doctor. The usual dose is between 3 to 10 tablets once a day. Follow the instructions provided and use fludarabinol until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take / use fludarabinol? Swallow the tablets whole with a full glass of water. Do not chew or break the tablets. Fludarabinol can be taken either on an empty stomach or together with food. Take the tablets the same time every day. Take the dose worked out by your doctor once a day for 5 consecutive days. The 5-day course of treatment will be repeated every 28 days until your doctor has decided that the best effect has been achieved, usually after 6 courses. Your doctor may adjust the dose and number of treatment days. Attend all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. You will have blood tests after every treatment course. Your individual dose will be carefully adjusted according to the number of your blood cells and your response to the therapy. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel better. If you forget to use fludarabinol should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, or vomit after tablet taking, talk to your doctor as soon as possible. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much fludarabinol. If you think that you have used too much fludarabinol, you may need urgent medical attention. Overdose can cause delayed blindness, coma, and even death. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using fludarabinol? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking fludarabinol. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. Females, you must not become pregnant during treatment with fludarabinol, and must use an effective method of contraception during and for 6 months after end of treatment, because fludarabinol may be harmful for the unborn baby. If pregnancy occurs during your treatment, you must immediately inform your doctor. Males, you are advised not to father a child during and after end of treatment and to seek advice on conservation of sperm prior to treatment, because fludarabinol may alter male fertility. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. If you need a blood transfusion, tell your doctor. Your doctor will ensure that you receive blood that has been treated by irradiation. There have been severe complications and even death from transfusion of non-irradiated blood. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Check with your doctor before receiving any vaccinations. Live vaccinations should be avoided during and after treatment with fludarabinol. Call your doctor straight away if you notice anything new or unusual on your skin, suggestive of skin cancer. If you have or have had skin cancer, it may worsen or flare up again while you take fludarabinol or afterwards. You may also develop skin cancer during or after Fludara oral therapy as it reduces your body's defense mechanisms. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Fludara oral. Things you should not do. Fludara oral must not be administered if you are pregnant, unless clearly indicated by your doctor. Do not breastfeed while you are being treated with Fludara oral. Do not take Fludara oral to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine, or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Fludara oral affects you. Fludara oral may cause fatigue, weakness, visual disturbances, confusion, agitation, and wrist-rare seizures in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters about the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. This medicine helps most people with B-cell chronic lymphocytic leukemia, BCLL, but it may have unwanted side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Infections with symptoms of fever, severe chills, sore throat, mouth ulcers, symptoms of anemia such as tiredness, headaches, being short of breath when exercising, dizziness, looking pale, other, some bruising, loss of appetite leading to weight loss, numbness or weakness in the arms and legs, cough, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, sore mouth or gums, mouth ulcers, skin rash, fever, tiredness, chills, weakness and or generally feeling unwell, swelling due to excessive fluid retention. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Severe bruising. More bleeding than usual after injury. You seem to be catching a lot of infections. Anything new or unusual on your skin such as mole, freckle, or sore, a spot, mole, or freckle that has changed in color, shape, or size. Symptoms of pneumonia such as fever, chills, shortness of breath, cough and phlegm, that may be bloodstained. Visual disturbances. Sudden signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Red to brownish urine, rash, or any blisters on your skin. Vomiting blood, or material that looks like coffee grounds, bleeding from the back passage, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. Seizures, unconsciousness, sudden dimming, or loss of vision. Symptoms of heart disease such as shortness of breath, and swelling of the feet, or legs due to fluid buildup. Abnormal heartbeat, irregular, fast, or slow. Difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, severe cough, sharp chest pains. Signs of tumor lysis syndrome such as pain in one side of the body under the rib cage, little or no urine, drowsiness, nausea, vomiting, breathlessness, irregular heartbeat, loss of memory, loss of consciousness. Signs of Stevens-John syndrome, such as skin and/or mucous membrane reaction with redness, inflammation, blistering, and erosion. Signs of toxic epidermal necrolysis, which starts with painful red areas, then large blisters and ends with peeling of layers of skin. This is accompanied by fever and chills, aching muscles and generally feeling unwell. Neurological disorders manifested by headache, feeling sick, nausea and vomiting, seizures, visual disturbances including vision loss, changes in mental status, thinking abnormal, confusion, altered consciousness, and occasionally neuromuscular disorders manifested by muscle weakness in your limbs, including irreversible partial or complete paralysis, symptoms of leukoencephalopathy, acute toxic leukoencephalopathy, or posterior reversible leukoencephalopathy syndrome, RPLS, bleeding in the lungs, inflammation of the bladder, which can cause pain when passing urine, and can lead to blood in the urine, hemorrhagic cystitis. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Keep all doctor's appointments, so your progress can be checked. Some side effects, for example, blood disorders can only be found when your doctor does tests on a regular basis. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Fludara Oral contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Fludarabine phosphate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Sugars as lactose. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Crocarm low sodium. Magnesium stearate. Hypromalose. Purified talc. Titanium dioxide. Iron oxide red Ci 77491. Iron oxide yellow Ci 77492. Potential allergens. Not applicable. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Fludara Oral looks like. Fludara Oral film coated tablets are salmon colored oval shaped with LN indented in a regular hexagon on one side. The tablets are packaged in L/L blister packs of 20 tablets. Each blister foil contains 5 tablets, Ostar 8-1-9-9-8. Who distributes Fludara Oral? Distributed by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Aloe Vera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Free call 1-800-818-806. Email, medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in October 2024. Fludara Oral CCDS V27 MIV 8-02-24.